وصلت مع النرطة وما ورد لم ينزل رمضينة لما ينزل it'll be too late safety of the Lord while it may be found call upon him while he's near
thing that ever happened to me is when I trusted Jesus as my Savior.
I don't believe Jesus is my Lord, though.
Yeah, well, He wants to be. That's why you're living the way you're living is because you don't want to be your Lord. The reason you're living the way you're living is because you're half beast and half devil, and you prefer to exalt your opinions above God.
No, I believe in God. I just don't believe in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well,
as my Savior.
You know, you got to have somebody to pay for the penalty for your sin. And, you know, the Bible says that when Adam and Eve sinned, after they sinned, God said, here's a skin, put it on. Where does skin come from? It came from an animal. God slayed an animal. And that's what Jesus was the Lamb of God that takes away the sin.
Why can't I just ask God for forgiveness for my sins?
Because He's got to have a basis for forgiving you. What if you went...
God is forgiving in and of Himself. God is inherently forgiven.
But He's got to have a penalty. But what if her mother was killed? Somebody murdered her mother. Let's say it was you that murdered her mother, slit her throat, raped her. And then you went to the judge and you said, I asked her for forgiveness. And what do you think? And the judge is just say, oh, you know,
wait,
she asked
so
for
if
forgiveness.
Okay. But if I believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior and then I kill her mother, then I will not have to ask the judge for forgiveness because Jesus Christ will forgive me?
No, the penalty was paid for your eternal the eternal penalty for your payment, but you'll have to pay the penalty for death here.
So we'll have to pay the penalty for death either way.
No, not the penalty in heaven is paid. If you've got Jesus in you, the penalty in heaven is paid.
And what happens if I don't have Jesus in me?
Then you have to pay the eternal penalty.
Which is
in hell.
What? What's the penalty?
It's the burn in hell forever because you sinned against an eternal God. An infinite God, you sinned against Him.
I don't know anything about what I face after this life, so I don't feel the need to forgive myself for it.
How do you know
Because God is a good God, and He communicated with His creatures. He came and He wrote a book, a supernatural book.
He wrote the book or some other book?
Which book?
The Bible says holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So God, that makes God responsible, like somebody giving dictation. They're the author. So
no, I respect your beliefs,
yeah.
But why? I don't understand why. I mean, do you feel like? I guess you're doing a service by helping people understand that until they understand your beliefs, they're not understanding the reality.
Okay. See, the Bible's a supernatural book. Man couldn't have written it because it's the only book on earth that tells history in advance.
What does it say in advance?
For example, Moses said, the Lord your God would raise up unto you a prophet like unto me. Okay, the babies were killed at Moses' birth, and the babies were killed at Jesus' birth.
Why couldn't it have been written?
Well, let me tell you the story now, right?
Why couldn't it have been written in like 1500? King James.
Because it was.
It's called King James Bible.
The Jews who rejected Jesus, but that's a superior over the...
Bless you both. May you find the strength. May you find the strength, my brothers. I bet you have, you handsome motherfuckers. Get some trim, eat that pussy. I love it!
So what God did was He wrote a book. He wrote great detail of what was going to happen in the future, because that's the only thing that you know and can prove that man didn't know that God had to tell him what to put down. So when the details come to pass, that's your litmus test to know that God's fingerprint was on it. So the Rig Veda, the Tripitakas, the Quran, they never are able to do that. Yet they profess to be the religious way for millions of people.
Okay, but the Quran, for example, believes that they don't believe that the Bible, that the New Testament or the Old Testament is wrong. They believe it's right. However, they also believe that Muhammad was the prophet who is just the latest edition of the same God. They believe in the same God you do. Muhammad is just the prophet who brings God's word. So why is their word, why is their book wrong, even though it comes from the same God?
Because they don't, their book doesn't tell history in advance. If their book was an extension of what God wrote,
it's not about the book, it's about the prophecy that God...
But he never said anything that was a prophetic that's ever come to pass. See, the litmus test for knowing that it was God that wrote the book is that it comes to pass in the detail that God wrote it. So God wrote... God showed you that that was the test in Isaiah 41. God said, show the things that are to come hereafter that we may know ye are gods.
All right.
He said, show the things that are to come hereafter that we, God, may know that ye are gods.
So that proves that God was foretelling the future.
No, it doesn't prove it. This is what tells you what the fingerprint of God on any book is going to be. And if you don't find that fingerprint on the book, then it's not God's book. So the Quran is not an extension. The Book of Mormon is not an extension.
It doesn't say that in the Quran.
They can't do it. I've asked the Imam at the mosque here, show me one place where the Quran told some events before they came to pass, and then they came to pass in great detail.
When was this book copyrighted, though? Like,
this
when
is not copyrighted.
How do you? I don't understand. If you can prove to me that this was God's word, it was written before those events took place. You're mine. I believe you. Jesus Christ.
Okay. Do you think this book was written before me?
Yes.
You're sure about that?
I believe that this...
I mean, is there any evidence? I mean, do you think this book's been around?
No, it's possible that it wasn't.
I'm 57. Do you think this book's been around for more than 57 years?
It's possible that it wasn't, but I'm willing to assume that it was.
Okay. Now, I'll show you one that happened in my lifetime.
Okay.
You gave me your word. You're mine, all right? I'm going to trust you.
Cheers.
All right. He says, I'm showing you a valley full of bones. They're full of bones. He says, Lord God, thou, these bones, behold, I will cause breath to come in you and enter into you, and you shall live.
Okay.
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, and there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bone came together, bone to his bone.
Yeah.
These bones are the whole house of Israel. Came to pass in 1947, or 48, I was born in 47. Written down 700 years before Christ.
Yeah, there was a people of Israel, though, that existed.
They were scattered
well before Jesus Christ.
They were scattered all over Jesus. Wait a minute. One at a time.
Okay.
The people, you're my man. That prophecy happened in my lifetime.
I don't think they're talking about the state of Israel. They're talking about the people of Israel.
And their house of Israel. Their 12 tribes. The whole house of Israel. One at a time. He's got the floor.
No, I give him the floor.
You didn't tell me the truth then, did you?
What's the truth?
I showed you there's
a
prophecy.
No. I told you
there's a prophecy. You're going to argue with the prophecy.
Okay, no. You're saying the house of Israel means that is the state of Israel, the country of Israel. And I'm arguing the house of Israel is really the people of Israel, which is referred to in the Old Testament as well, which was proof Jesus said it was written before them.
They were there. But
Christianity is the way to go.
No, I'm not arguing. It was all written by Constantine in 1000 AD.
I leave you.
It's all wrong. You're wrong.
Okay, you're not going to believe.
Come on.
But you could. Y'all could.
He's drunk.
Get into the Bible, all right?
No.
That book's a supernatural book.
Okay.
Okay, you go away with that, all right? Okay. I appreciate you talking to me.
I appreciate you taking time.
I'm going to leave you with these words. The Quran.
Profound statement.
The Quran and the Holy Bible worship the same God. They both worship the identical God.
It says
they
in the
translate,
Quran.
They translate the God in different ways.
You ever seen the symbols of Islam?
They believe.
Go get a Muslim. Go get the Shriners book, and you'll see all the symbols of Muslims, and it's the sun and the moon God. And that's not Jesus. We worship a living God, not a God of the sun or the moon.
The Quran
You're wrong. You're wrong.